You'll head off to do what you believe needs to be done and consider the consequences later, Dominic argued, but he didn't release her. Instead, he continued to glare at her. Gradually, his expression softened, and he pulled her against him. They held each other. She felt his face nuzzle against her neck and shoulder. His beard tickled, but his lips were warm. His arms were like bands of steel. Whenever he hugged her, he was very careful not to squeeze too hard for fear of hurting her. It was the same whenever they made love. Sometimes she wondered if he knew his own strength and was being cautious, or if he was underestimating her resilience. She'd even teased him about it. I'm not made of sponge sugar, I don't melt in the rain, and I don't fold under pressure.
I know, but I tend to handle things I love with utmost care, he'd told her.
She gave him one more quick squeeze before releasing him and stepping back. All right, now that that's settled, what's next? Oh, I need something to protect myself with, a weapon of some sort.
No guns,
both men automatically chorused, and she barked with laughter.
We want to maim them, not kill them, Dominic added. Let them suffer as they've made others suffer because of their neglect, their ignorance, or just plain indifference.
I agree, no guns, they're too loud anyway. So, what do you suggest? She got an idea and held up a forefinger.
How about a bullwhip?
Dominic gave her an incredulous look.
Tell me you're joking.
I'm not kidding. I once dated a guy who taught me how to use a bullwhip. I admit it's been some time since I've cracked one, but I wouldn't mind picking it up again.
You dated a guy who taught you how to use a bullwhip?
Dominic repeated.
You have strange tastes in men.
Yeah, look who I'm married. She waggled her eyebrows at him. Over in his chair, Chris guffawed, slapping his knee. Dominic rolled his eyes.
I can see it's two against one, so I might as well admit defeat now and accept the fact that I'm going to have a partner from here on.
Turning to his brother, he inquired,
out of curiosity, of those of us unknown vigilante twins in the past who got married, did any of them have their spouses accompany them during their jobs?
Chris rubbed the side of his nose.
None that I know of. I can have Candlemas double-check the records.
Dominic waved a dismissive hand.
Never mind. I'm pretty sure if any of them had, there would have been a story or two passed down about it.
You have to remember, Dom, back in those days, having a wife who'd gone out and chased bad guys before they were wed was sort of unheard of. I'm sure a few of them held down jobs or posts, but nothing as dangerous as law enforcement, Chris noted. Dominic turned to his wife.
A bullwhip, eh?
Unless you have a better suggestion, Bab said. He bowed his head as he thought.
I have an idea.
Shoot. At his quick glance at her, she sighed. It's a figure of speech, sweetheart.
I know.
He tilted his head to the side.
I think I know something that'll work. Let's go out to the factory.
The toy shop?
Yeah.
What do you plan on me carrying? A fire truck? A doll?
No, wait. I got it. A hula hoop. Very funny. Come on, I'll show you.
When you're done with choosing your weapons, come back inside, Chris instructed, holding up an envelope. I got your first case. They both nodded and left the office.
Chapter 2. Preparation. The place was a riot of activity when Dominic strode into the toy factory and made a beeline for the sporting goods section. Babs followed him, more amused than anything. Several of the workers glanced up from what they were doing to either wave, shout out a word of hello, or simply give them a nod of acknowledgement when they passed by. As she normally had to do whenever her husband turned on the long strides, she jogged to keep up. Let me guess, I'm getting a football to protect myself with. Ooh, I know, hockey pucks. One of those suckers thrown just right can cold cock anybody.
Close, but no cookie.
Ah, he stopped in front of a table and grabbed something off of it. Turning around, he held it out to her.
Here you go.
Bab stared at the baseball bat. A Louisville Slugger?
Not the brand, but just as good a quality and just as lethal. Here, give it a swing.
She took it and put some distance between them. Hoisting it overhead, she started to bring it around when he stopped her.
Whoa, wait, bad form.
What? Coming up behind her, he adjusted her grip.
Keep your hands together, dominant hand on top. When you're ready to swing, prop it behind your head, not up in the air.
He pressed against her, and she was aware of his strength and hardness, especially his hardness. She glanced over her shoulder at him and smiled. I take it you played some baseball back in the day,